We left off on Mem Chesam Beis, where the Gemara just mentioned the Mishnah of the Shir of Chala, which is 5 quarters of a kav plus. That's what the Gemara said. And Rashi goes through the math of this 5 quarters of a kav. Rashi explains the Chameshas Tap Rashi Mem Chesam Beis, Chameshas Revoim Lugin Sipurim, the 5 quarters. This amount of 5 is really the final math that we're going to get to at the end of Rashi, how the measurement was used in Sipur, the Lugin Sipur. But that is the same, that 5 Revoim is the same as Shehen Shiva Va'oid Midborim, the same before they added to the Shiurim, maybe because of inflation, that 5 Lugin is the same as 7 plus Lugin in the Midbar, in Midborim. Shezehu Shir Ha'oimer, that 7 plus Midborim Lugin is the same as the shear of the Oymer Shahisa Isas Midbar. That was the dough that they used in the Midbar. Shenemar Gabichal. Now that shear of the Oymer was also the shear that they used for Chal. Shenemar Gabichal, like the Parsha of Chal says, Reishis Arisay Seichem, the first of your Arisays. So we're understanding that Chalos Kedei Arisay Seichem is the same shear that they used in the Midbar, the shear of the Oymer. The Hainu Isas Midbar Shu Oymer Lagogeles, which is, Rashi explains, the shear of the Omer that was in the Midbar, which was one Omer for each person. Now what's the shear of the Omer? The shear of the Omer is one tenth of an Eifa. What's an Eifa? Eifa shalish soin. Eifa includes 3 soin. The saw shisha kabin midbarius. And a saw, each saw has 6 kabin in it, in the shear of midbarius. Now, so that means, we'll see, Rashi's going to go through the math in detail, that there are, if you do the math, you have every Eifa has 18 kavan. Now, Hashoiv Iser Shabahen, but when you take 1/10 of that to get the Shir of the Oimer, which was 1/10 of the Eifa, the Tinsa Shivat Rive Kav Ubeya B'Chemesh Beya, you'll get that Shir that we said earlier, the Midborius is 7 Rive Kav, 7 quarters of a Kav, plus, what's that plus? It's 1 egg plus another 1/5 of an egg. Ketzad. Now she goes through the math in detail. Chalek Shalosh Soin, Shehen Shemene Esrei Kavin. Let's divide up the Shalosh Soin, which was said was the Shir of the Eifa, which is going to be 18 Kavin, because we multiplied 3 Saw times 6 Kavin, to get you the shear of the Eifah. Now break it into smaller pieces. Break up each kav of these 18 kavin into quarters. Hainu lugin, which is the same as the lug. The rivei kav is the same as a lug. You have 4 lugin to a kav, and there are 4 rivei kav to a kav. V'timtza b'hen shivim mishnayim lug. If you did the math of 18 times 4 to give us a number of 72 lugin in each Eifah. Now, we said that the Oimer was 1/10 of that. Toil Iser shall shivim harei shiva. First take the number of 70, of the 72, and make 1/10 of that, you're going to have 7. So now you see already where we're getting to with the 7 plus for the shear of the Lugim Midborim. Vashnayim anasharim, and the 2 that are left over, which is Shtei Mesrei Beitzim Hein, every Lug has 6 Beitzim in it. So 2 Lugin that are left over is going to equal 12 Beitzim, and if you take 1/10 of that, you're going to get 1.2 Beitzim, which is the same. Issa Shalhen is Be'ah V'Chemesh Beitza. It is going to be 1 1/5 Be'ah, which is 1.2, which is 1/10 of the 12 Beitzim that are left over. So now you have 12 Beitzim, or 1/10 of 12 Beitzim, which is 1 1/5 Be'ah, plus the 7 that was 1/10 of the 70, and that's going to be the 1/10 of the 72. Harei shivas rivim ve'oid. That is the 7 quarters plus to be'ah v'chemesh beita, which is the 1 1/5 be'ah left over. So now we have again. Let's just recap what Rashi just said. Rashi told us that we start with the shear of the eifa, which is 72 lugin, and we take 1/10 of that because that was the shear of the oimer, and you have now 7 quarters plus 1 1/5 Be'ah. And that is going to be your shear of 7 quarters plus. That is the shear of Chala, which was the Omer, 1/10 of the Eifa. Okay, now Rashi tells you, how did we get to 5 quarters in our Gemara? 5 quarters. V'Yushalayim ha'isifal amidois. First, in Yushalayim, they added to the Shiurim. What did they add? Shtus m'levar, 1/6 from the outside, shu chomesh m'legav, which is 1/5 from the inside, meaning if you add to the final sum, you're adding a sixth. If you add to the number that you're adding to, then it's a fifth. If you take one fifth of what you have right now and add to it, then it's a shir of chemesh melagav. And if you add to the final sum, what you finally arrived at, that would be shtus melavav. Rashi explains, they made the shir larger because they now squashed six of what we have into five of what we originally had. Rashi explains further, take that number of 7.2, 7 1/5 eggs. Seven quarters and 1 1/5 eggs, and we're going to have, take six of those away, and that's going to be five. So you have six became five, Baroiva Ubeya Vichoimesh Hanasharim Nasu Roiva. And the one quarter, the one lug that's left over, because we were using a number of 7.2 and we had six of those we took out. So now we have 1.2 left. That shear of Roiva Ubeya Vichoimesh of 1.2, 1 1/5, Hanisharim left over becomes a roiva, nasu roiva. Sha roiva sheish beitzim, because the quarter of a kav is six beitzim. Asay mehen chamesh beitzim gedoilois, make of those five large eggs. Right, so again, we were working with a roiva. Right? We had a roiva that was left over from our number of 7.2. We took six away, so we have 1.2 left. That one roiva, which is six eggs, becomes five eggs, right? Because we said the six becomes five. Beyo v'chemesh beyo nases beitzo gedolo. The just the beyo and chemesh beyo. We use now all seven revoim. We explained what happened with those. The first six became five. The other roiva became, instead of six eggs, became five eggs. And now we're left over with the Be'ah v'chemesh Be'ah, Nasis Beitza G'doylo Sh'nitoysef Aleh Chumsham Lagav Tushus Melevah. That number of five of the Be'ah v'chemesh Be'ah, the Be'ah and the fifth of a Be'ah, became one large Be'ah because you added a fifth from the inside, which is a sixth from the outside. Harei Sheish Beitzim G'doylois, which is six Beitzim, six large Beitzim, the Roiva Kav Godo, which is the shear of the Roiva of the quarter of a Kav, a large quarter. Hare Oimer HaMidbar Shisha Revoim Yerushalmiim. So the Oimer that was a Midbar, which we said before was 7.2 Revoim, now became 6 Revoim. Let me explain that a little better. If you do the math, you do 7.2 times 5 sixths will become 6. 7.2, if you take the, right, where Rashi said you took the 6 and you made them into 5, so now your 6 became 5, Revoim. Now we had 1.2 left over. The 1 Reva, the 1 Kav became, instead of 6 Beitzim, became 5 Beitzim. And the 5th of an egg became, let me explain Rashi, what Rashi just said, how he got from the 7.2 Midborium to 6 Rivei Hakav, 6 quarters of a Kav, Yerushalmiim, in other words, for Rashi. Rashi said that we got 7.2, and we took 6 of them, 6 of the 7.2, which became 5 quarters of a Kav. 6 quarters of a Kav became 5 quarters of a Kav because we enlarged the shear. We left over with 1.2 that we didn't deal with yet. Now, the way I understand this is you take the 1.2, this is the way I worked with the math, 1.2 and multiply that by 10. How many eggs are you going to get? We said before that there were 6 eggs for every Kav in the Midbar. So if you take the 1.2 and multiply that by 10, you're going to get 12 eggs. 1.2, we said, a be'ah of a chemesh be'ah, which is the same as, right, 1 1/5 eggs, which is the same as 1.2, multiply by 10, you have now 12 eggs left over that we haven't dealt with. Now, 12 eggs means that you have 6 plus 6 eggs. And we're saying that really enlarged the shear to every six we made into five. So we now really have five plus five eggs, which means we have 10 eggs. If you take 1/10 of that, because we before multiplied it by 10, if we take 1/10 of that, we're going to have one egg left over. So therefore, that's how we arrived, that's how the 1.2 became 1, and when you add that 1 to the 6 that we dealt with already, I'm sorry, to the 6 that became 5, you now have a total of 6. So that is the shear, that's how we got from the shear of 7.2 to 6, from the Midborim to the Yerushalmim. Now Rashi explains how he took it one step further to arrive at the final number that we started with in the beginning of Rashi, which is the number that was used in our Gemara. Rashi says, V'sati peiris, oidefes al Yerushalmis, shtus m'levar, and then they added another 6 from the outside, which is really another 5th from the inside, which is more our conventional math. They added to that to come to a shear for the Tipuris. K'da'ar be'irvin, like we said in Erevin, harei oimer, this is a little bit easier math. The 6 became 5 in Tzipa. The 6 revoyim, 6 quarters of a kav that we had in Yerushalayim became 5 quarters of a kav Tzipurim. That's how Rashi explains the shear of 5 quarters of a kav for Chalo. Rashi does not geiris the word v'oid in our Gemara, but Tosis deals with it, and Tosis says that it could be. What happened was, Rashi was not dealing with the shear of the challah itself. When you separate, Rashi was dealing with the sum, with the subtotal, the final count after the challah was taken out. But before you take the challah out, you have an additional piece in this iso, and then that additional piece is the ve'oid that is the shear mentioned in our Gemara of chameshas revoyim kemach ve'oid. Okay. So, Gemara weiter, Memchesam Beis, third line. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Hani noshi didon, our women noig nohu lemeifa kapiza kapiza lepischa. They're machmer on themselves, and their minug is to only bake a kapiza worth of dough on Yom Tif. What is on Pesach? What is the kapiza zakrashi?" Noog lemeifo, bepischa kapizo kapizo, shloishes lugin. Only 3 lugin, meaning 3 quarters of a kav. Instead of the shear that we said earlier, which was at least 5 quarters of a kav, tziporim, and up to 7 and 7 plus, midborim. So they only did 3 quarters of a kav. Lechumra, why they do it? Lechumra, l'shomrim mechimus. To protect that the dough should not become chimus, they dealt with less, like we saw earlier, the machlokes between Red Yishmael Veneishim Reichem Breiko and Abnasan was whether you're allowed to deal with 2 and 3 kaven. So here we're saying that they only worked with 3 lugin at a time. Amar Le Abaye, so Abaye said to Yosef, "Is ready? My daitech lechumra. You think this is a chumra that the women are being machmir?" The end result will be people will be makel as a result of this chumra, which is not a good thing. Because by breaking it up into shiurim, they are less than the shiur of chalo. So when people are baking it, so now they're not going to take chalo. If you would bake it all at once, so you have chali, people would take chalo. Because you're being careful for her Pesach, and you're baking shiurim that are less than the shiur of chalo, so you miss out the mitzvah of chalo. Amalei, Rav Yosef answered Abaye, the Ovdon Krav Lezer. It's not a problem. They can still take challah because we do like Rav Lezer. We pass like Rav Lezer. What? Which Rav Lezer? The Snan. Rav Lezer Omer. Rav Lezer says, Haroide v'noisein lasal. When you take down the bread, the matzah from the oven, and you put it into the basket, hasal mitzarif l'challah. The basket itself will be mitzarif all the different loaves into one shear, which now you can take challah from it, and therefore, even though you're baking less than a shear, but when you put it into the basket, so you will end up taking challah. So therefore, it's not a chumrah de asili de kula. For Amar Rav Yehuda on the last narrow line, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda's pasuk in the name of Shmuel, halacha k'Reb Elezer, halacha is like Reb Elezer, that we hold a sal is mitzarif, and therefore you can take challah at a later point, and you won't come to miss out on the mitzvah of challah. Let's see Rashi. Amar Lei, so Rav Yosef answered Abaye, k'Reb Elezer svirlon. We hold like Reb Elezer. That the basket combines all the different loaves for the shir, to make a shir of challah, even after they're baked. Bo idno, Rashi says, what the halacha was in his day. I believe Rashi is trying to say, like our minhag today, is that we don't give it to any kohen. We burn the extra piece, which is chala. So that chala shel ur, that chala that we burn, we can, right, the ain surfing country be yamtav. And yamtav, if you're baking matzah, you can't burn that piece of challah because we don't burn kachem and yomtif, like Rashi said earlier. The other possibility of not burning it and leaving it, we can't do because we're worried about chametz in Reb Lezer, like we pask in on Abad Aleph. Mushikra Allah Shem, Asalaf Faitzer, Rashi explains that if you would call Shem challah now and then bake it, it would be also to bake it. You can't, though, lav lachili, because that part is not lachilo. So therefore, Velekarin Allah Shem. Therefore, we don't call the Shem Challah first, we bake it first. So therefore, if you bake it first, you know how you bake it. Actually, it says, what you do is you put a small piece next to a larger loaf, and you bake both of them together. And when you take it off the oven, you put it into any kli, the basket, and that kli will be mitzarif, the two together, even though they're separate pieces. The kli itself will combine them. But noitel aktana, at that point that you baked it and now it won't be chametz, so you take off the small one, the kira shem, at that point, an yomtif, you call shem chalom a vorich, you make the bracha for chalom, matzniyah, and then you hide that piece. The surfa mishtech shacha lemachar, and then that night, or the next day, you burn it like you would burn ordinary chalom, vechein herolonu rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yochar. She says his rebbe, rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yochar, taught him this halacha, that this is how we deal with challah. Maisa nowadays, except for I think certain chassidim, we're very machmir not to bake matzah on Pesach because of becoming chametz. So therefore, this is not as much negiah, especially in Chutz La'aretz, where challah is only in the rabbanah, it's not in the raisa. But it could become negiah if a person was baking matzah on Yom Tov, and halacha would be like Reb Lezer and like Rashi just paskind in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yochar. Let's go a little further. We have a little more to this halacha. Now we're back on the first wide line. Frekti Moro, how could we say that the halacha is like Reb Lezer? It was in addition was said on this. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Loi Shano Elki Kares Shel Bavel. This is only true that we pass like Reb Lezer, that the sal is mitzarif, the mako, and we say that it's okay to take challah at a later point. And because the shir challah will be mitzarif through the sal, that was only true by kikore shel bavel, the loaves that were made in bavel, shenayishchei zumizu, that one literally bites the other, meaning that they touch each other, and therefore that's what's mitzarif them. The sal itself is not mitzarif, it's the sal together with the fact that the kikoreis, the loaves, touch each other. But we would not say that halacha follows Reb Lezer when it comes to ka'achin. Ka'achin are the long, narrow loaves, and they don't touch each other, and so it's not just the sal. We don't pass them like Reb Lezer without the fact that the kikoros are touching each other. So Rabbi Shuma Levi has a problem, the Gemara has a problem from what Rabbi Shuma Levi added to this, that the halacha should not just seem to follow Reb Lezer only in certain cases. So Gemara says, no. Rabbi Chanino disagreed with Rabbi Shuma Levi, and Rabbi Chanino said, he brought it back, and he said, even the long, narrow loaves that don't touch each other, we still would pass them like a blazer, that if you put them into the basket itself will be metzarif, them to have a shir chala, so that it's not going to become a chumrah to asil kula. Dr. Ashi, on the first wide line, these loaves are wide, va'aguloys, and round, kein shalano, like what we bake. And when you stick them on the tanur, when you stick them on the walls of the tanur next to each other, they actually end up touching each other and bite each other. Therefore, that is really the reason. That, together with the fact that you have sal, is really what's driving the halacha to be that there's some sort of tziruf, that there's a combination for the shir. But ka'achin, which is kailos, kailush, the laz, which is the long, narrow, aruchinuk tzorin, long and narrow loaves, and they don't bite each other. And then we said, initially we said that it wouldn't be, and according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, it wouldn't be mitzayir for the shir challah. And then we came back with Rabbi Chanino, who disagreed and said that even those would be mitzayir for the shir challah. Back to the Gemara, third wide line. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the Shiloh, tavlo she'en lo levaz vizin. If you have a board, it's not a basket, it's a board, and it doesn't have walls, mahu, what would be the din if you were to use that? Would that be mitzayif the shir challah or not? You didn't put it into a basket, a conventional basket with walls. You put it onto a board. Is that considered a sal enough that you can mitzayif it, like we just said, or not? Rashi, the Gemara explains the two tzadim. Toich kli, but inon, do we need that it has to go into a keli v'halekon, and this lemaisa with regard to tumah, this might not be a keli, it's flat. So, therefore, we don't have what's called a kli, oidilma, or is it not that you need a kli that has walls? Avir kli, but inon, we just need that it goes in the airspace of the kli v'ikon. You do have that, even though there's no walls, but it's in the airspace of this keli. Teku, the Gemara says, this we have to wait for Eliyahu Navi to come resolve for us. Zok Rashi, Tavlo she'en lo levazveiz miskeres. It's a board v'safa saviv lo. It has a rim, but it doesn't have walls. V'roda pasa seicha minatanar, and you take down the breads or the matzahs from the oven onto this board. Ma'u should starve Rav Lezer. According to Rav Lezer, who said that the sal is mitzarif, would he also say in this case of the board that the board is mitzarif? And that we said the answer take. Back to Gemara, Tanya, Rav Lezer Omer. Rav Lezer says a sal mitzarifon, that like we learned all along from Rashi and Menvo and Aleph alluded to this already, that the din is that Rav Lezer holds that the sal is mitzarif the isa is together to make a shir chala. You could take chala at after it's baked. Rabbi Shua says tanur mitzarifon, that the tanur is going to mitzarif. Rashi explains on the third line of Rashi, wide lines, tanur af tanur mitzarifon. Rashi has a girso and understands this as af tanur mitzarifon, that Rabbi Shua is adding to what Rabbi Leza said. Not only does Rabbi Shua agree that the sal is mitzarifon, but even the tanur is mitzarifon. Rabbi Shua is even more mekel, and he says that the tanur also was mitzarifit, just being in the tanur itself has been mitzarifit, half a piece of loinos in the sal. Even though you did not put them, the loaves, later into a sal, you took them out, and you didn't put into a sal that would combine it. You took it out and you put it onto the counter. But I guess the fact that it's still hot, and it came from the same oven, Rabbi Yeshua is telling you, according to Rashi, that the sal will be mitzarif, the tanur was mitzarif, these Isay's together, so that you can take challah from this whole batch. However, if you see there's a base there in Rashi, and that alludes to the side, Hagoyis Hagro. Hagro says that he brings from the Yerushalmi, Mechta Vetzida B'Yerushalmi, Perak Beis the Challah, Isa Dafko Tana V'Loi Sal. Rabbi Yeshua is not adding, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't agree with Rabbi Elazar with regard to Sal. Rabbi Yeshua is really saying that only the Tanur is Mitzarif and not a Sal. If you put it into a Sal, it wouldn't work. Only the tanur is mitzarif and not the sal. So you have a difference of opinions on how to understand what Rabbi Yeshua said, that the tanur is mitzarif. And the last sheet to hear in this braisa is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Oimer, he says, ki korei shel bovel shenoyz chayz zumi zum mitzarifayz. He holds that, like we said earlier, that ka'ochin not, like Rabbi Shimon Levi said, that long and narrow, that don't bite each other, don't touch each other in the oven, those would not be mitzarif no matter what. And Shmuel Gamliel seems to be saying that only the kikaros of Bavel that were wide and round and touched each other, only those could be mitzarif, but nothing else. Seems like Shmuel Gamliel has the most machmir opinion here, and he would not hold that the sal is mitzarif, he would not hold that the tanah is mitzarif, only the fact that they touch would be mitzarif the shiurim.